Greetings and welcome to the Cane Hill Countryside Centre. It's the 27th of September. It's a Sunday morning and it's first light. There's a foggy start to the day and we're just about to go around and let the animals out, do the checks. And you can probably hear in the distance that the little turkey is a little distressed because it wouldn't go in last night. It ended up perching on a very high wall. But as I come in, I'm just going past our two ponies. Good morning to you. Having a good old stretch, I see there. So which one's Betty? And which one's Lucy? You got anything to say? They're not saying a lot. Anyway, let's go over. Oh, Wilson just came running over to see me. Obviously, he thinks I'm going to give him some food. So here we are with Maisie and Daisy and their pen. They'll be let out later on. Let's have a quick wander outside before we go and let all the hens out. You can probably hear. Excuse me, Mr. Turkey. If you stay out all night, then you will have problems, you see. You will be left by yourself. Your mates will come out in a moment. Anyway, we're coming round to the front. Front. And I can see. Here we are with our goats. Daisy and Pixie, how are you this morning? You going to come and say hello? Oh, Pixie. Trying to open the gate. Turkey's following me because he thinks I'm going to let all the other hens out. But everything's good. We've got our Aylesbury ducks there. They're just pruning themselves. Getting ready for a swim, early morning dip. I can see out in the distance, just about to see some heads of sheep. Hello, Dottie! Polly! These are our little bantam chicks, you can just hear them. So, feed time soon. Let you out probably later on today to have a little wander around. The Dottie! Well, Polly's coming over, you always know Polly. Got a distinctive sound, don't you, Polly? It's quite interesting to see the mist, the little cobwebs are forming now. Wilson, well, Wilson's on top of a gate now, trying to get more attention. Right. And Polly, well, Polly's now in front of me, decided to have a wee. Wilson, I'll go and feed you in a moment. We got this. Oh, Clover and Pixie's woken up. Tiddler, how are you this morning? Oh, I can see the runner ducks. They're just running down the track. Hello, Tiddler. Poking your head out of the door. Had a good night's sleep? Really? You going to say hello? Go bear. Polly is. Right, let's go round and get these hens out a moment. Yeah. It's quite interesting. We moved into a new pen. Well, changed the pen around and they didn't want to go in there last night. So the poor turkey got left behind, climbed on the very high wall, so he was safe. But he's now distressed. But if we go around past, our ducks are already out, and our geese, or our guard geese. Hello, little duckies. Our Muscovy ducks. Let's go up and see our little runner duck. You're going to probably hear him chirping away. How's Emerald this morning? Hello, Emerald. And take you out for a little walk and for a swim soon. Going past Goldie. Hello, Goldie. No bomber at the moment, but he's around here somewhere. Oh, that sounds like one of our little bantams. So we don't open up the big door anymore. They come out the side door. Wilson's still following me. And here we have all our rescue hens come flying out. They're the first ones out, followed by our silkies, bantams, and the turkey. Oh, one's flying out, is that keen? Oh, one's gone round to lay an egg, I see. Turkeys are there. Come on, Billy, you can. Billy's a bit wary of me. Billy's our rooster, and yeah, he's always wary of going by me because obviously I'm boss here. You know, he thinks he is. So hello, turkey, you left one of your mates outside, so you go and see your turkey friend. Hello. We've got Duran, our peacock. I managed to get Duran in. He normally sits on a telegraph bow, but I did persuade him to come in last night, but he's perched as high as he can get. He'll be going out in a moment. And we've got our little chicks in here. We're not, well, not quite so little now. You'll be coming out soon, so. One of Em's little bantams learning to crow. Wilson's still, come on Wilson, let's go and get some food a minute. Let's go and check on the pigs. Excuse me, turkeys, could you just wobble, gobble? Gobble, gobble. Come on. Oh. Come on. The turkeys are now going to meet the geese. The geese are trying to sneak into the hen house. Out to the pond. Go. Out. Ow, 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 ow. Oh, Emerald. Still okay? You want some treats? Yeah, we'll give you some treats in a moment. But you can see as the animals are let out and free to roam around the Cainhill Countryside Centre, the noise level goes up quite dramatically. But there's a nice energy. It's all it. Animals are looking good. No word from the ponies yet. Are you going to say anything? No, they're just waiting for Laura to come down and take them into their little paddock. Should be not longer. So I'm just walking up to the front. Oh, I can see a rabbit running up the track, but it's a wild rabbit. No, it's running down the track. And our ducks, Emerson, Lake and Palmer, and Chris. How are you this morning? Very noisy. Just going to say hello to the pigs, and then let's go and feed Pete Wilson. So how's the pigs this morning? Oh, they're still in the hut. Good morning, Rodney. Hello. Oh, hello, Rodney. Hello, Marlene. Hello, Corky. Oh, Delilah's coming out. You got anything to say? What do you mean? So you fancy apple, potato, some pellets? Really? I'll go and get you some apples a minute and we'll give you some pellets a bit later on. So they're all awake now. And finally, let's go round and give Wilson some food. Look, little turkey, stop following me around. The turkeys are out now. You going to crow for me, Billy? One last crow? No? Billy's sort of looking at me, thinking. Okay, on cue. He did crow for me. Oh, our little Muscovy ducks are looking at me. They're looking for their food. Let's go and get them a little bit of some treats. Come on, Chris. Come on, Emerson. Right, as we go into the wonderful area Neil built, our little rest area, our toilet block, moving in, and the day has begun. So whatever you're doing, have a great day. And for me and from Wilson and the rest of the animals at the Cainhill Countryside Centre, I will speak to you soon, if not before. Bye. You want to say anything, Wilson? I think that was goodbye from Wilson.